I'm Eric Hodge from WUNC Music. There's a brand new episode of the Songs We Love podcast coming up after this.
WUNC Music is North Carolina Public Radio's music discovery radio stream.
Put it to you now, for your consideration.
Bands you hear featured on NPR Music and see on the Tiny Desk concerts have a home at WUNC Music.
There's nothing like finding gold within the rocks, hard and cold. I'm so surprised to find more. Always surprised to find more.
Listen and learn more about it at WUNCmusic.org.
All this year, we're asking people in the music community to pick a song that they think says something about North Carolina. This is our 40th episode in the series, and it feels like we've barely scratched the surface of what North Carolina has given the world of music. Here's a sampling of what we've heard so far.
In a rut, trying to make it real, but compared to what?
Laura Ballance from Merge Records talked us through one of her favorite Roberta Flack songs.
The intensity of her emotion when she's singing it, I think, is what really struck me as a kid.
Pull down rednecks, rolling logs, tired old ladies are kissing dogs. And I hate that human love, that stinking mud. Trying to make it real, but compared to what?
Singer-songwriter Skylar Goodaz remembered the first time she heard Nina Simone singing Wild as the Wind.
Love me, love me, love me, say you do.
Just remember listening to it and being like, oh my God, like, and listening to it, like, you know, obsessively again and again, to just feel the way that she makes you feel. I'm always, by the time I get to the end of the song, I'm always, like, devastated, but in the best way possible.
And wild as a wind.
And, of course, we also had Rick Miller from the band Southern Culture on the Skids talk us through his favorite versions of the song Tobacco Road. He found more than 200 recordings.
I listened to about 84. They vary quite a bit. John D. Loudermilk's original version is quite like a kind of a bluesy, folky thing. But, I mean, it gets really weird. There's like Japanese psych garage bands covering it. And, of course, there's the Nashville Teens who had the hit with it in the 60s, which kind of brought out the menace in the song, you know.
Grew up in a rusty shack.
North Carolina is home to these and other legendary performers, but it's also home to a much more organic kind of music making. That's the music that speaks to Wayne Martin. He's the director of the State Arts Council in the Department of Natural and Cultural Resources.
For me, some of the most inspiring music that I've heard in North Carolina has come from people who use music as a way to express their deepest feelings.
Wayne is talking about music that's played on front porches, living rooms, and in churches across the state.
I do think that North Carolina has this tradition, if you will, of music being almost like a second language for us in our communities, and that music that wells up from that kind of grassroots level expresses us as a people in a way that, well, it just goes back over generations, and it continues to inspire people today.
When you talk to artists who've made a career out of music, they often point to the traditions of their home state. Wayne Martin says he's convinced that homegrown music works its way into the songs from North Carolina that people know.
Some of the musicians that are out and performing, you know, they're drawing on this many times consciously, sometimes unconsciously. They're drawing on this foundation of grassroots music. And actually, if the truth be told, it's not only here in North Carolina, but actually North Carolina music is admired and emulated and drawn upon by people all over the country and even the world.
Wayne Martin has made a career of seeking out traditional musicians and celebrating their work. For years, he'd traveled the state recording older musicians and keepers of the traditions. For this episode of our Come Here and See series, Wayne brought in a recording he made with a ballad singer up in the western part of the state.
I had gotten to know Doug Wallen, and he invited me to come to his house. I actually think I played the fiddle, and Doug played the fiddle, and I actually think he wanted me to come so we could play some fiddle tunes, but he also said that it was okay to record his ballad singing and that of his brother Jack. And he lived very far up a holler, a mountain holler near the community of Sodom Laurel in Madison County. So I would take all my equipment up there, and we would visit some and play music some, and then he would record some of these old songs that he had learned from his parents, who had in turn learned them from their ancestors. So it was really quite remarkable. The one we're going to hear is Pretty Fair Miss in a Garden, and it's one that Cecil Sharp had documented in Madison County, you know, back 1916, 1917, 1918, and it's the story of two lovers who've become separated. When they separate, one is given a ring, and when the man comes back from war, he's unrecognizable, but he has the ring with him, but he tests his true love because she doesn't recognize him. He tests her and says, "Well, you know, won't you go off with me?" And she's true. She says, "No, I'm true to my true lover," as she calls him. And then, in the end, he reveals that he is her true lover, and as the song says, they go off together. So it's a beautifully sung song. Doug had a real talent for combining a nice set of complete lyrics that tell a good story with a beautiful melody, and he had an outstanding voice. So here it is, Pretty Fair Miss in a Garden.
A pretty fair miss down in a garden, when a brave young soldier came riding by. Then he stepped up, and thus he addressed her, said, "Pretty fair miss, won't you marry me?" "Oh, no, kind sir," replied the maiden, "though a man of honor you may be, how can you impose on a fair young maiden who never intends your bride to be? For I've a true love o'er the ocean, yes, 7 years across the sea. And if he stays for 7 years longer, no man on earth can marry me. Perhaps he's drowned in the ocean, or he may be on some battlefield slain, or he may be to some pretty girl married, and you may never see him again. Now if he's drowned, I hope he's resting, or if he's on some battlefield slain, or if he's to some pretty girl married, I'll love the one that married him." Then he ran his hand down in his pocket, his fingers being long and slim. Then he drew forth a ring she had given, a ring that she had given him. Then she threw her lily white arms around him, and straight before him she did fall. Said, "You're the very man that used to court me before you went away to war." Then they walked down the path together, his arm around her waist so trim. Then he told to her a beautiful story, and then she gave her heart to him.
That's Doug Wallen singing the traditional ballad "Pretty Fair Miss in Our Garden." It was recorded by Wayne Martin.
In Madison County, there's been a long history of people singing these songs, which really reflect, I think, in the largest sense, just on the human condition. They tell stories about people, and about, you know, of conflict and of love, and of how people, react to those situations, to stress. You know, they're really fantastic songs that people sang a lot, and sang, you know, just not in performances, not in concerts, but just, you know, day-to-day living.
Wayne Martin is the director of the State Arts Council. This episode of the Songs We Love podcast is part of our Come Here and See series. It's being produced in collaboration with Wayne and the State Arts Council. You can find more episodes in the series at wuncmusic.org, on Apple Podcasts, NPR One, and wherever you get your podcasts. Next time on the Songs We Love podcast, MC Taylor of His Golden Messenger talks us through one of his favorite Tift Merritt songs.
It was kind of my first deep dive into Tift's music, and I fell in love with it. That record and that song in particular accompanied me on a lot of trips, a lot of tours.
Say, son, you gotta hold your own, and it's good to have a taste for traveling alone.
We're exploring North Carolina one song at a time on the Come Here and See series on the Songs We Love podcast. There are new stories every week. I'm Eric Hodge. Thanks for listening.
Oh, if I had any love, I would say, man, got to keep her. Got to lay down, baby, feed my soul. You know I got a taste for traveling alone.